logo be emblazoned upon a magical talisman, no label shall ever impart its influence upon the triumvirate which constitutes the inquisitive parcel of this roundest of tables. We are among friends, and there be no labels here. Let the no label round table commence!
This is Miranda.
And this is Joe.
And we are the No Label Roundtable.
Woohoo!
And today we have a couple of awesome guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves, gentlemen?
I wouldn't call us awesome, but I'm Mike, or Machete Mike, on the things.
On all the social things.
Yeah, on all the social things. Yeah. Professional cosplayer, I guess.
And I'm George.
I love that. Yeah.
Hi, George.
He's my butler.
And you do cosplay as well.
A little bit. Not as much as Mike does, but tag along with him for all his stuff.
All the fun events, mate, when it counts.
Help him do some of the crafting and stuff.
Talk me out of really dumb things or talk me into them.
Nice.
Help him drink that funny juice.
Yeah.
So, most people probably know, but I'm sure some people don't, what exactly is
what
cosplay?
What is cosplay?
Cosplay is just like it's just like a new term coined for basically just going to events and dressing up as your favorite characters. Kind of like an adult Halloween whenever you want it to. It's like, it's just like a lifestyle now too.
Yeah.
It's actually created like a lot of opportunity for networking, modeling, and all kinds of other fun activities, and actually a lot of interesting jobs for people that actually build and design costumes now too and make a living off of it. So
awesome.
So one thing I think about it is that so you're dressing up as somebody that you like, a comic book character or somebody from a movie or something like that, but when you're dressed up, you're kind of in character, isn't that right? Like you're personifying
that
character.
Yeah, that's kind of like half the fun, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when I was dressed as Deadpool, I mean, I was just a total jackass all day, and people loved it. You know?
That's
carried around what was that? Carrying around
the Nintendo zapper.
Oh yeah, Nintendo zapper instead of a pistol in my holsters.
It's
just incredible how well that works.
Oh, that's fun.
And I actually got to meet Colossus this time, the actor who played Colossus in the movie.
Way cool.
I should have worn my brown pants because I actually fangirled a lot when I met him. And then he did a whole bunch of lines from the movie and it was really cool.
Yeah. So is he just like a big dude that they CGI'd over?
Well, they used his facial structure to like do some of Colossus off of, and he was the voice.
Oh,
but he was also part of the actors that portrayed him. But it actually took 5 people to make the character Deadpool.
Oh, wow. So,
dang. Oh, that's my favorite movie. I love that movie.
I've never laughed
so hard. I was like, oh my God, this movie was made for me.
It was. We went on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's amazing.
My wife, and it was the best. It was like the best
Valentine's Day. Oh, it is the best. So how did you get into cosplay then? When did that start for you?
You know, I kind of on accident, honestly. The first time I ever went was a couple years ago, maybe 4 or 3 or something like that. I think 4 by now. Just with some friends who brought up to me about Comic-Con and that I'd really like to go, because I've always liked comic books and movies and stuff like that. So we ended up going down there, and I ended up just meeting a whole bunch of cool people, and then George and I started dragging George down there to meet all these people that I met, and then we all became friends with them, and then we got jobs working for a sci-fi speed dating company.
Oh,
so then we started getting paid to go to Comic-Con, like 2 or 3 times a year.
Sci-fi speed dating?
Oh, yeah. It's actually a huge market.
What?
Dude, I would love to see one of those.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. Like literally 150 people in the room every what we did like four, like, three or four times
three or four
a day.
Four times a day, yeah.
Yeah, whoa. And so we just go out there and help him market for it and like run his ads and do stuff like that. And
so like a bunch of like Star Trekkies and shit like that, like sitting across from one another.
Star
like,
Trekkies.
Yeah. Trekkies, whatever.
I love that though.
You know, and it's like super interesting because like, you know, Comic-Con like as a whole, when you really start going, you see that people who are like super socially awkward, have terrible anxiety, or like don't fit in anywhere, they have such a good time there.
Right.
And obviously a lot of these people, I mean, don't always get to meet people in the regular dating circuits that, you know, like other people think, like going to the bars and doing this because they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's what was like sold out all the time because people just
really cool.
want to actually talk to people that are on the same level about stuff. And it's just really neat.
That is rad.
And so, you know, after like, you know, I mean, it is ridiculous when we were walking around. They're like, oh, what do you guys do? Like a sci-fi speed dating. Like, what the fuck is that? And you're like, oh my God, here we go. Okay. You know, but so it was always really neat to do that. And then I just met some more people out of there and fell into professional cosplaying, I guess. So
awesome.
Yeah, I work with a group called Cosplay Crafting Club. So we document how we make things, what we do. And so far, the only like sponsored male that does anything. So
wow, awesome. Do you guys, are you on Facebook? Do you have a page and stuff so people can visit?
Yeah, the Cosplay Crafting Club has a page and an Instagram. And then you can find that stuff through like my page for Machete Mike on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever.
Cool.
Too.
We'll make sure to share all that when we post.
Oh, yeah,
as well,
for sure.
So that's awesome.
So who was the first character you dressed up as?
Oh, God. I think it was Deathstroke, actually. Mm. Deathstroke and Red Hood.
Nice.
So. Okay. I saw your Deathstroke. That's really impressive.
Oh, that's third gen. Yeah. It got more impressive. But,
okay. So you just keep building on your kit, so to speak, as you...
Oh, yeah. And, like, changing, and then you find out what things work and what things don't work.
Yeah.
Especially, like, we'll wear the costumes for, like, 13 hours.
Oh, damn.
And so you really start to understand what functions and what doesn't function.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
duct tape and Velcro strips become your best fucking friend.
Nice.
Do you make your costumes then? Or?
I'd say 70%.
Okay.
You know, either that or we do modifications. Like the Deadpool suit was custom built for me.
Damn.
And so was the mask.
And who does that?
I did that through a company called Test Eagle. They're a costume replica cave out of Australia.
Oh,
and then the mask was made for me by Illustria Studios out of Spain.
Damn.
So they like sponsor you to?
Not yet. If I market enough for them, then they would probably be interested in sending me second, third gen suits for free. That's actually how a lot of other cosplayers get a lot of their stuff too.
Hand me downs and stuff. Or?
Well, no. They'll if they want good advertisement that's free, and also really want to sponsor somebody who's really going to have more reach than they do, and to actually really test their product, they'll send it to like a professional cosplayers like Leanne Vamp, Jessica Negri, and a whole bunch of all these other people. They get all kinds of shit for free.
Awesome.
You know, because, like, you know, their reach is, like, 12 million likes in 2 minutes on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so that's about as best of an offer. You know, you give someone a $700 suit, and you sell 700 of them in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fair trade.
Yeah. So which character are you sponsored for? Is it the Ash character, then?
Pretty much, yeah. I get invited to, like, a lot of horror cons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just you can't attend everything, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Probably Ash, honestly. I get the best response, really. And I think that's just because I slightly resemble Bruce Campbell.
You do. It's crazy.
So, which is
always
a lot of fun, even though the newer generation that doesn't really watch horror movies just think I'm The Walking Dead.
Really? Oh,
I'm
my God.
Crazy chainsaw hand-wielding Walking Dead.
No. Oh, my God.
Zombie-killing man slash Walking Dead.
How can you not?
Oh, nice Walking Dead costume. Wow, that is so not groovy right now, okay?
Nice.
So,
I'm sure you kept up then with the new TV series that they're doing on Starz.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm so excited for
that. I can never put my erection low enough that I can watch the
That the first episode of that, with him at his age now, he's just killing it.
Oh, absolutely.
My God,
I think
he was just a badass.
He's just born to do Ash.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love that.
And he's actually really great with his fans. I mean, if I had to stroke my ego a little bit more. I mean, when I met Bruce Campbell, like, it was like a showstopper for a minute in line. He, like, had to shake my hand and was, like, super impressed with everything. Told
me dressed as Ash when you met him?
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. And he's like, you're the best Ash I've ever actually seen.
I believe it.
And
that
I was like,
really
well. And, like, you know, there was all these signs, like, do not talk to him. Do not take pictures with him. Do not touch him. You know, get your shit signed and move along. There's, like, 500 people in line.
Yeah.
And he just, like, held up the line for a minute and, like, You know, I was so scared to shake his hand because I've been wearing a chainsaw all day, so it's all sweaty as fuck. And he, like, shakes my hand, and I just know that he knew what was going on. Like, well, I know what that sweaty hand means, you know?
Yeah.
And just, like, hanging out with him for a minute was really great. And then he mentioned me at the next Comic-Con he went to. He was on a panel, and our boss was in the panel watching him do his thing, and he was like, they're like, oh, okay, so where's the best Ash you've ever seen? He's like, it was actually last week. He's like, my whole career, the best Ash I've ever seen, I met last week at Salt Lake City. And my boss was like, that's my guy! That's my guy! Holy shit!
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was really cool. It was probably, the best moment of my entire life.
Oh, that's a super big deal. Yeah, that's super
cool. That is amazing. Yeah. So your boss, there's, several of you guys cosplayers that underneath him.
Oh, no, that was back when we worked for Sci-Fi Speed Dating.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Now I just, work at, I guess you'd say, a round table of cosplayers that we'll decide the direction or which cons we want to go to next. And, you know, I don't do any of the hard work. You know, they decide and I just go along with it.
How many a year do you guys typically do?
I typically do anywhere from 3 to 4, but the numbers could grow.
Yeah.
But they do a little bit more than I do, but their jobs allow them to take as much time off as need be so they can go out and do whatever, you know, wherever. So, which is really nice. So, eventually I'll be able to catch up with them, hopefully. So,
is there a group of you guys in Casper then? Or?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. No. Shitty.
Yeah, the community hasn't really hit here, but I think once Comic-Con picks up in Cheyenne, it will.
Yeah.
Because it was actually really packed at
was
Cheyenne.
Was it? I wanted to go. Yeah. It was my daughter's.
I heard a lot of really good things about it. This was like one of, I heard it was the biggest one, but it's. How many have there been in Cheyenne?
That was the first one.
Yeah,
that was
the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now is it gonna be annual now? Then,
I think so.
I want to go to the next one.
Yeah, I actually heard rumor that they were looking between either Casper or Cheyenne to actually break ground on an actual convention center just for Comic Con.
Oh,
man,
nice.
That
would be cool.
But I mean, on top of other things too. But I mean, you can't argue with the revenue.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bumped into Flash Gordon on accident too when I was there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really weird because he was super nice, but also kind of really rude to me. Just like, sorry, dude. He's just like, oh, I'm sorry, Flash Gordon. What do you want me to tell you? Okay, move out of my way. There's a lot of people here.
You're fast enough to move the fuck out of my way.
Exactly. Listen here, old
Shouldn't
man.
Shouldn't you be on the ball, motherfucker? That's your shtick.
Shouldn't you be chasing Zorb or whatever the fuck his name is? I don't know the villain from Flash Gordon.
I don't either.
I'm losing nerd cred right now.
I know. That is one that's been on my watch list for a long time because. I remember certain things about that movie. Mostly, I remember first of all, the spaceship crashing, and of course, the big point going through the guy's fucking head. But the test where he had to reach his hand in, and there's that poisonous thing inside of there that was like, I don't know, it was like some monster or some shit in there that would sting you and poison you and you'd die, and he had to stick his hand in it.
That's like Dune.
That is like Dune, a little bit. But it's not, in Dune, it's not poison, it's just a box of pain.
Yeah. Well, a little close.
And the Gome Jabbar. Yeah, if you pull your hand out, then you get the poison needle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I need to watch Flash Gordon again because I just. Oh yeah, that's what it was. The platform they had to fight on. That would tip around.
Like American Gladiators?
Yeah.
Like pugil sticks?
That was it. Yeah. When you knocks that guy over that looks kind of like Skeletor and his head hits that spike and just fucking empties his whole head out. That's a great scene. That's where
I'm not familiar with it. I need to be. Obviously.
They need to bring back American Gladiators.
Yeah, they do.
Fucking
well,
seriously.
Well, now they have something similar to it, but we're getting off topic.
Oh, yeah, anyways.
So, can you tell us, last weekend, you went to the Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were down there for Salt Lake Comic Con. Their annual thing.
Yes.
Well, they do like 2 or 3 a year down there now, too, so.
And you went as Deadpool there?
Deadpool, Punisher, and Ash Williams Ketchum. I did an Evil Dead 2 meets Pokemon mashup, so.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember hearing about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, because all the other cosplayers did Pokemon, and I did not have the energy to make something out of fur, so I just went the only route I know, and that's a chainsaw hand, so.
That's good.
But if it works, you don't. Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it, so.
Right. So perfectly good clothes and fake blood.
Oh, yeah.
That's get them so all great. Dirty.
Yeah, I was just bought all these new, Pokemon gear. I was just like, wow, I love ruining brand new things for absolutely no reason. It just looks like my garage always looks like someone's been murdered in there because I re-blood stuff all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's disgusting. It looks like someone was literally chopped up on the floor.
So how was the turnout there, and how was the entire weekend?
It was incredible. It was probably the busiest one yet, don't you think?
Yeah, nice. It was crazy.
Yeah,
butts
I mean,
to nuts.
Yeah, butts to nuts everywhere. Like, seriously,
butts
you
to
could
nuts,
move,
butts to nuts.
Breathe, or anything. So, super.
They're
damn.
Getting pretty nice. Big in Salt Lake. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the second largest one in the U.S. now.
Yeah.
It's to, wow. Only to New York now.
New York.
Really?
Yeah. Beat out San Diego, I think, twice now. So.
Oh, wow. See, I always thought that was the biggest one.
Too many cool kids in San Diego. You gotta get out into the desert to find all the fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Right, dude.
Like Burning Man?
The real
fucking
nerds. That's another subject, too.
Ain't no nerd like a desert nerd.
So was there anything that stuck out as far as stories you could tell us from this last weekend? Anything crazy?
Oh, yeah, I'll take another one.
Or can you, not necessarily from this weekend, actually, what's like one of the craziest things that you've had to deal with?
Oh, God, boy. Well, there's I don't know if I should mention his name.
Call him, make it
Call
Rod
him
Reed.
Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Okay, so, but, actually
Gary.
His name.
Yeah.
Shit! Yeah, for the sake of anyone who knows the name of the guy in the story, they'll know exactly who we're talking about.
Sure.
But, so we've made really good friends with this actor, and we see him at all the conventions and stuff like that. We always hang out and party and get crunked up and stuff, you know?
Sure.
And, well, we were hanging out in the VIP section at this end of comic... Well, I think it was, Was it the last day?
No, it was, big party.
Yeah, it was a big party, so it was, a second day. Humongous party. We were up in the VIP area, and we ran into him. And he's just, telling us, hey, let's go get fucked up at my hotel. And he was all right, fucking sweet, you know? But in the midst of all this, when I... Because I was trying to get George a VIP bracelet, so I went upstairs.
Nice.
And in somewhere in translation, I lost George. So I'm dressed up as Ash, and he's dressed up as Judge Dredd. So you'd think that we couldn't lose each other, but you'd be fucking crazy to think that you won't. Mm-hmm. And so in the midst of all this, I lose George. He's off doing his own thing. Well, with, you know, our other Salt Lake friends.
Sure.
And then I was there with my friend Blake and our friend Whitney and our other friend, we'll just call him Famous Gary. And
is Blake from here?
He used to be. Originally. Yeah, okay. And then he moved down there. And so, basically, we end up at the Grand America Hotel, just getting wasted. And with Famous Gary, while he's playing piano and everyone's singing songs, because it turns out he's a fantastic pianist.
Awesome.
Like, an incredible pianist.
That's way cool.
And so, you know, I was just an outcast, because didn't get the fucking memo that we're supposed to fucking change our clothes. So, I was able to ditch the chainsaw in, my bag that I carry everywhere. So I'm just in this dirty shirt that's covered in blood, and these dirty fucking pants that are covered in blood, and these fucking dirty fucking boots that are covered in fucking blood.
Right.
And I have blood all over me. So I'm sitting there trying to afford to drink at the Grand America, because it was $20. Well, yeah, no, it was $10 for a shot of Jack Daniels.
Damn.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah. So, you know,
sure,
and I found
sure.
out that the hard way, because, you know, I get up there, I was just like, oh, I have to get wasted. So... Because it's impossible to get wasted down there unless you really try. So, you know, I get two whiskey cokes and two shots of whiskey. And they're like, that'll be $43. I ain't about fucking shit my pants. Which no one would have been able to tell because I look like a fucking crazy homeless person.
You're just looking around. Everyone's looking at you. You're like, oh, sure. $43.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would have paid $100 for this. I'm at the Grand America. You know, fuck me, right?
God.
I didn't expect that. So not only do I look like garbage, but... I'm trying not to appear that I don't want to pay all this money for all this booze, so
yeah.
I'm just holding onto this last whiskey coke and I'm filling it up with my flask. I'm just sitting there, so now I just have a cup of fucking whiskey and ice. No one's saying anything.
And
to
not
me.
A pot to piss in.
Yeah, exactly. Just how much does it cost to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know? And so,
this isn't my best shirt.
And so, you know, we just continued to party it up, and then they closed the bar, and. They make us all leave, so we just go back up to Famous Gary's room, all of us.
I love Famous Gary.
And there were some other notable things that were happening in Famous Gary's room upstairs.
Oh, sure.
That we also won't mention, besides drinking. And at one point, okay, and so this is a conversation piece for everyone to me. Mm-hmm. Every time, like, oh, did your neck tattoo hurt? Well, yeah, no, it didn't. It felt wonderful.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, where are you? Tattooed everywhere. Oh, what's your favorite tattoo? What does that tattoo mean? But I mean, that's a whole different tangent. But
yeah.
So Famous Gary was all like, okay, so you got a lot of tattoos. What's the fucking craziest tattoo you have? I was like, my fucking dick's tattooed. And he's like, no fucking way. I was like, bullshit, Famous Gary. Of course my fuck. Why would I lie about that? Yeah. He's like, prove it. So we're in this fucking huge room full of people. And I was just like, fuck it. Famous Gary wants to see my fucking dick. So I just pull out my dick, and there it is. It's got a chainsaw tattooed on it. It says groovy, because I fucking love the
right,
Evil Dead.
Oh, that's funny.
And he fucking couldn't believe it. I thought he was going to shit his fucking pants. He was so pumped on it. And so, like, I go to fucking shake. He's like, he goes to shake my hand. I'm trying to put my dick away. And I was like, oh, let me wash my hands first, Famous Gary. You know, I just fucking had my hands all over my shit. He's like, fuck that. And then, like, grabs my hand, shakes it, and then he, like, wipes his hand on some girl's face. And he started laughing really hard about that. You've got his dick on your face. And it was a huge, funny joke. And then I got way too drunk and may have embarrassed myself even worse. But that doesn't beat what George was doing, because meanwhile...
That beats what I was doing, but it's...
But George almost died. I just showed my cock off. George almost died. So we were hanging out with friends that they got a presidential floor suite at the hotel across the street. So they're on like the 15th floor or 17th or something.
Pretty high.
Yeah. And they've got 15. Like three separated balconies with pillars in between,
damn.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when mine and George's powers are combined, we're unstoppable. But when we're separated, terrible things happen to you. Okay, it's like the Wonder Twins. You have to be around each other for everything to work properly. And we're not gay, but you know.
All right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
of course not. We're heterosexual wife mates. You guys can cut that out.
Nope.
Nope. Don't have the technology.
And so, like, what exactly happened?
I don't remember what started it, but I decided I was going to try to scale the balcony from one end to the other.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And he's in full Judge Dredd. You guys seen the new Judge Dredd movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He's in full Judge Dredd armor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
So it's not very mobile.
Pretty clunky.
Yeah, very fucking clunky, especially when he's fucking cheating to the wind, you know.
Yeah.
You were feeling invincible. Invincible.
No, yeah, I didn't think I...
Well, I mean, yes, I'll admit it, right? I mean,
yeah, no, it would be... I mean... Just imagining this from street level view is pretty fucking cool already.
Everyone's like, well, to be fair, like,
movie up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I fell down, there was a swimming pool down below, but it was covered with like plate glass ceiling windows.
And there was only like
could have been superhero like.
There was only four windows though. You couldn't even see the pool. There's still a concrete roof with like skylights that were separated. There's no way he would have been that kind of shot. Yeah, so everybody at the party scream at him for him not to do it. What are you doing? And he's like, you know, and like, it's just one of those things. Like, bet you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't ever say that.
You're wrong. Yeah, don't ever say that to him. And so, yeah, he's just almost fell like 17 stories.
Oh, my God.
But he did cross the balcony. So
you did?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Awesome.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I made it.
That's pretty up.
Everybody was really mad at him, but he did it.
All the rest of the Pokemon standing inside.
Somebody was saying that,
like, at one moment they literally like almost crapped their pants how terrified they were because they saw me like slip, like hanging out with one foot and one arm.
Oh my
god! Yeah, that would be horrifying.
Someone take my beer. I need both hands.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So yeah, that happened.
But it's just like you're like, yeah, I did it. And everyone's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah.
You get inside. You're not allowed on the balcony anymore.
Wow, we have a story now.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Damn.
That's hilarious, dude. You'll have, once we're done recording, you'll have to tell us who Famous Gary is.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
But, God, I don't know. We do all kinds of dumb stuff. Really dumb stuff.
I'll bet it's so fun to get hammered down with those things, dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the only bearable way to do it, though, because, like, you know, I don't normally have anxiety, and I'm not a humongous drunk. You know, I mean, yeah, maybe drunk normally, but not huge about it. And But when there's like 210,000 people crammed into one building,
yeah,
you get anxiety. And like the only way to cope is like shitty greasy pizza, mm-hmm, and like a couple shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it gets intolerable. Especially, mm-hmm, the costumes are really hot. They're super, yeah, bulky. You better make sure you shit in the morning because you're sure as hell going to be able to shit that afternoon.
Fit into, yeah, this bathroom, you know, stall with all your shit on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's a lot of fun, but like you really got to plan your whole day ahead.
Sure.
You, mm-hmm, know, and that's why like we always try to test out costumes, hopefully, mm-hmm, in theory, before we take them on a, mm-hmm, live trial run, because it's miserable. Yeah. That chainsaw, it's only like 10, 12 pounds, but after like 13 hours of carrying,
yeah, it's like 50.
Yeah, it's, yeah, heavy, especially when you put a flask in there, too.
That's awesome, dude.
And I'm sure, chainsaw, so you obviously flask, have had a lot of good experiences, but have you had some pretty shitty people to deal with as well?
Not me necessarily, I don't think. I mean, the girls usually get some real bad creepers. You know, I mean, real.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like, it got to the point where. Yeah, yeah, dude. Like,
where you guys have to have each other's backs. I mean,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're always like in the booth together because it looks like good, five tables. That way we each can have our own like station. Mm-hmm. But then, from a couple incidences like last year at like Fan X, not a full Comic Con. The creepers were so bad that Salt Lake City was kind enough to actually give us our own security detail.
Oh, that's cool.
Hustle and bustle and keep the actual weirdos out, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, you know, sometimes it's crazy. I mean, you know, it's hard to tell the difference at first between, like, dedicated fans, right, and then people that are actual very scary stalkers. Like,
right,
one of the girls that I work with just got flowers sent to her from an unknown person. You know, I mean, the way social media works, found out where she worked, found out what her phone number is, and the note on the flowers just said, from a creeper.
Oh,
you know, so
God,
it could be a harmless, yeah, joke, but the thing, right, is that, like, enough, like, it's, fucking weird shit has, yeah, happened that it's, mm-hmm, it's like, not really
it's not
a kosher,
no,
cool, funny,
no,
thing to do,
no,
you know?
No, not at all.
I mean, it's really hard to block everybody on every social media thing,
oh, yeah,
anymore,
oh, yeah,
when you get people like that, because then you get the really nice people that, like, will come up and just, they're like, oh, hey, I bought you a $200 statue because you dressed as this person,
wow,
you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, you get cool stuff like that, but also sometimes you get the people who are like, hey, I made you this statue out of my pubic hair.
Yeah.
You know, when are you, like, leaving the comic?
Come home to my shrine, there's a spot for you to put,
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, like the real homicidal,
yeah,
stalker weirdos.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
So...
What are those My Little Pony dudes?
Bronies.
Bronies.
We talked about bronies
guys there
at
the Comic Con.
Yeah,
bronies.
Yeah, that you see a lot of Pride bronies. I saw a,
yeah,
bunch of those guys.
See a bunch of bronies. You see a bunch of furries.
Now, see, yeah, now they're blurring the lines there. The true bronies, the fucking core bronies.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
You do see a bunch of them too. You see a bunch of artists too. They're bronies, brony artists and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have any place to talk about weird, because I'm,
yeah,
weird as fuck.
No, I think it's fun. Awesome. I want to go to one.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it, yeah.
Yeah,
you definitely get to dabble in some weird culture, because there's a lot of stuff,
right,
that, like, I didn't even,
it's,
know.
It's literally every,
yeah,
fandom.
But, I mean, it's,
yeah,
like, yeah, everything, right? But some of the artists that show up, we got a friend, Blake Hendrickson, who is an amazing, incredible artist,
mm-hmm,
and Shelby Robertson is also super talented. This is the work, mm-hmm, that these guys do. And we found out that Shelby actually used to work for Danzig.
Hmm. Wow.
Whoa, way cool.
Yeah.
Doing, like, show posters and shit? Or,
yeah,
just,
and, like,
art,
album artwork. But he was a...
Damn.
Cool.
I'm not sure if we're supposed to really talk about it, but I guess he doesn't care because Glenn Danzig owes him a lot of money currently, so...
Pay up.
Turns out Glenn Danzig's a real shitty guy to work for.
I've heard he's a dick.
Yeah.
They just got back together, the Misfits did,
yeah,
for Riot Fest.
They're completely broke.
Well,
they,
yeah,
did the right move because they,
dude,
fucking raked it in.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure.
I heard they were
how many people
too.
That are like, you know, I wouldn't even need to go into it, but how many people that are like, oh, this is the Misfits?
Yeah.
Oh,
that have a fucking Misfits shirt.
Oh, I've got
10
Misfits shirts.
I didn't know
those. Skull.
This is a band.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
Well, that's what that skull is? I got like 10 pairs of underwear with that on.
Oh,
I thought,
God,
it was just a Hot Topic brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Dano brought back some way cool Misfits gear from Riot Fest for me. Or a couple badass stickers. But dude, I guess he was wearing like those Trump shirts I made. I don't know if you've seen them. Oh,
I,
yeah. Well, yeah. But he was, he, Lagwagon had him work their merch booth when they played.
Yeah.
And he was wearing my Trump shirt for it. And
awesome.
Like he said a bunch of people asked him.
Right on.
And he gave him my Facebook and shit.
Good.
So
that's cool. Great.
It is cool, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck,
cool.
Dano is... So yeah, the bass player in our band, Dano, his brother Tim is in the Lillingtons. He's the drummer for the Lillingtons. And the lead singer of the Lillingtons is the lead singer of Teenage Bottle Rocket. And like, so... But anyways... They're like starting to, they're going to do, well, actually, I don't even know if I can talk about that, but.
Okay, we'll take a pause and think about what you can say.
Yeah, probably not. But anyways, like, it's just cool. They got to hang out with some of the most amazing, like musicians, just some of my heroes, like, all weekend. And it's just so, so fucking cool, man.
Yeah, and we saw Legend.
What's that?
And we saw a Legend.
Yeah, we did see a Legend. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, you guys went to Stevie Wonder?
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, we did. Oh my god, Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Blew my mind.
Killed.
Duran Duran.
I
fucking
dude, I used to make fun of Duran Duran. Like, I've never enjoyed their music, really.
Oh my god.
Their live show fucking blew me away.
Oh my god.
I like Duran Duran.
One of the,
I do too, but
one
I
of the best live
that.
Shows I've probably ever
yes,
seen, dude. I'm
killed
not kidding.
It. Their background singers are fucking incredible.
No,
two badass black chicks
it.
That
oh
just had pipes for days, and they were hot as hell too. These
they
black girls
were amazing.
They were incredible,
and they're cool because, like, at a fest like that, they appreciate, and it's all because we're musicians too. That if you engage with them, they'll mm-hmm. engage with you. So they were like with us because we were all up front, and
mm-hmm.
it was just it made it better, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can do that at that fest, and that's
yeah.
why I love it.
Yeah.
Snowmass.
Who would have thought?
It was bomb diggity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got off on the tangent
I know.
There.
Hey.
Sorry.
George, we haven't heard you talk about your favorite costume yet. Who all have you personified?
That's quite the list.
It's not really that big of a list. Judge Dredd, for sure. I put together
yes,
a
yes,
screen accurate.
Yes, yes, we've heard about Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Put together a screen accurate Judge Dredd. Mike has one, too. So one time we both went.
Yeah.
We had, like, personalized badges and everything. So.
So when you say screen accurate, does that mean that, I'm guessing that means that you're building it to a certain build.
Yeah, there are like there's a bunch of resources online you can find for the standards that it's held up to. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can find places that sell parts that are cast off of screen used items. So then you add that into your outfit.
Lots of hand sewing.
A lot of hand sewing.
Wow.
Yeah,
like through
leather
through,
and
yeah,
pleather
and
the
plastic
yeah. and
yeah,
oh, ABS
man.
Plastic.
Misses
and you have like leather working tools like. Hole punches.
You,
yeah,
I mean, you
punch
I mean,
holes
you,
and you,
you find out what you need to buy when
yeah.
you're halfway through.
You really do.
Dang.
You know,
yeah.
those pliers and a stout needle.
Yeah, that's basically what I had to do. A Dremel tool and
mm.
stout needle.
Yeah, just
and
a giant needle and
yeah.
drill holes in the ABS.
40 hours of hand sewing.
Oh, yeah.
Punch through the leather.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So when you say, are there, like, ways to grade it that kind of set you apart from people that
oh,
are screen accurate?
You can tell, like... You walk around, and if you bump into somebody who's dressed the same as you, you can say, okay, you know, his boots aren't the screen boots.
Or the
or
jacket's
whatever,
not
or the jacket's
right
the not
collar.
Quite right.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a collar or it doesn't. Or,
or the neck piece, which is the hardest thing to do.
And so I guess it's pretty obvious if you're like, if you come up...
If you've spent the time researching, it's super obvious. If you
yeah.
don't,
yeah.
you know, everybody looks great.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they put any amount of time into it at
exactly,
all. But,
yeah.
you know, if you know... what you're supposed to have,
mm-hmm.
then you can tell when somebody doesn't.
And I'll bet it's probably too for people who maybe come up to you and you're dressed as Ash that are dressed as Ash and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and then they're kind of taking notes from you a little bit and being like, wow, that guy got the, he's got
well, yeah, then you see people dressed as Ash that are completely clean, you know, not a drop
yeah.
of blood on.
Yeah, like,
oh,
I,
really?
I haven't washed my Ash clothes in, what, when did we film Writer's Retreat?
Yeah, that, well, that started as a Halloween costume before
yeah.
we even filmed
that was before
skit.
I even knew Laura.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. My Ash costume, it's disgusting, but it has not been washed in probably...
It's like 5 years old, though.
6 years, maybe?
Yeah, 5 or 6
it, yeah,
years.
Yeah, so it's never been washed.
Wow.
Ever. Just added more blood to it.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's really gross.
It's really gross.
Terrible.
But it doesn't smell that
no,
bad. I Febreze it.
Febreze that shit.
That's
yeah.
very funny.
I'm surprised, honestly, that it's not a solid chunk of clothes that's just, like,
standing on its
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or have fallen to pieces already.
Yeah. But for like our online show, we do a lot of Ash skits too.
What's your guys' online show?
It's called the Mike and Will Show. We're kind of on a hiatus right now just because of
the Mike and Will Show, stuff. Not the Mike and George Show.
No, well, the Mike and Will Show is old.
Yeah, no, this goes back to
It's like a couple years old. Yeah, so there was I mean, we are starting our own segment called what was it called?
Movie or
no, the unimportant, no, the unnecessary travels with Mike and George.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Or was it unnecessary adventure? I can't remember, but it's gonna be really
funny. It's unnecessary adventure or something like that. Something dumb, just like.
Where can we see it?
Well, must be really hard to find on the internet because hardly anybody watches it.
Well, we're gonna plug the shit out of
it. The dark web, dude. Okay? So
it's on the dark web, and we only take Bitcoin if you guys want to watch it. But no, it's on YouTube as the Mike and Will Show.
There's no
Will.
It's just Mike. And
yeah, it's just Mike and Will Show.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's just this black circle with an M&W in it. And
okay.
That's our show.
Facebook. There's a Facebook.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page too.
We haven't posted on in a long time.
Yeah, we got like 200 some videos.
Dude. No shit. 200.
Yeah. So just like little skits and stuff.
Some of them are. They range from 30 seconds to 13 minutes.
Right on. That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's, we've been working on it for a long time, and we actually have like really, really nice camera and recording equipment and everything. And it's incredible that we don't use it more often. But like I said, you know, we've got 100 projects going on.
We've got too much
time.
Other dumb shit to do.
Yeah, exactly. Always so much other dumb shit to do
stupid
right now.
That's new.
You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, too, you got to prioritize what's paying and what's not paying.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so that kind of changes. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I'm sure you guys know when it comes down to film, like, it takes 30 minutes to film 30 seconds.
Right.
So it's quite time consuming.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but I mean, yeah, we do that a lot, and we actually utilize a lot of our cosplays in those skits too.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole section here soon that's going to be coming out on the Mike and Will Show when we relaunch of, basically it's going to be a Super Troopers version of, Judge Dredd. So there's going to be Judge Stack and Judge Taylor, who are just the worst judges you've ever met. And it's going to be like these ridiculous cops adventures with judges in modern day society.
Awesome. Okay.
So, you know, like totally busting the balls of every social justice warrior that's out there, you know, just doing shit like that. So, but, yeah, so we do, we actually have a Judge Dredd skit up, and then we also have a Daredevil and Punisher skit up. Because
Mark 1 Daredevil.
Yeah,
costume,
well, Mark 1
so it's not that
Daredevil.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we kind of derailed there. So,
yeah.
Oh,
Judge
yeah.
Dredd. Who else?
Do a Daredevil.
The Daredevil.
Which is better now because I've spent money on a costume. It's my favorite thing when somebody comes up to you and goes, "How did you make that?" And I just go, "Money."
With money. I mean, you can't make everything.
You can't
know.
Make everything.
Yeah.
We do like to,
you know, and the, like, I'll just go out and say it too. It's like, there's nothing wrong with buying the costume.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with how cheap the costume or how much time, you know, I mean, like,
right,
you know,
yeah.
You're out there having fun, dressed up. I mean, that's all that really, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
As long as you're doing you, then
right.
Everything's...
Yeah, everybody's just there to have a fun time, not to...
Yeah.
You'll see those cosplay elitists, they're like, "No, well, I did all this, fuck you, you bait," you know, like, no, everybody's here to have a good time, why are you being a dick?
My
you know?
Costume was triple stitched.
Yeah, like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't go to college for sewing," okay? Some of us didn't go to college at all.
Yeah. You fucking tool.
You fucking tool. I can't even afford a sewing machine.
You can't climb buildings and double stitched.
But yeah, George, so you get. Oh, sorry.
Judge Dredd, Daredevil.
Those are probably the only two I'm even proud of, and I don't even like wearing.
Oh, well, okay, one year, George.
They're a pain in the ass.
George's first year of cosplay, he did Boba Fett.
Cool.
Nice.
But it was Boba the Builder Fett. So he had this ridiculous
like yellow
beard.
Boba Fett
yeah,
Boba.
Yellow. And he was in overalls.
Oh,
and instead of like blasters and stuff,
that's
he had all
amazing.
These children's tools and like a,
nice.
like a carpenter's belt just like wandering
oh
around
nice.
Fixing stuff. And not everybody got it, but the people who did get it fucking loved
yeah,
it.
I
that's
bet,
hilarious.
Dude.
That's
oh, awesome.
Just walking around like,
that.
This fucking Boba the Builder Fett. Like, yeah.
That's rad.
Somebody, one of these Mandalorians has got to fix something.
Yeah,
it's
like a funny picture of me, like, with a screwdriver, like,
messing around with Han frozen in carbonite.
Nice. That's awesome.
That is. Do a lot of people do mashups like that? Or?
You'd see a lot of them. That's cool. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a real mixed pool. It's hard to tell.
A lot of times you can tell what their main thing is, but not what the mashup is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, a lot of people try to throw that in. Like, he did, ash mixed right. with ash.
Yeah,
like,
I did a double ash, which actually turned out to be a super double positive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that's...
But otherwise... Yeah, I don't know. We don't do very many mashups. We don't do mashups.
Yeah, we try
we
not to,
We usually do
really.
Partner costumes, though, too. So that
oh, that's rad.
It makes sense when we're around each other.
Yeah, like the two judges. That's
yeah, we
cool.
did the two judges, and then, like,
Daredevil and Punisher.
Yeah, or Daredevil and Punisher, or we'll do, like, Daredevil and Deadpool.
Oh, that was funny, too.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, for, you know, Matt Murdock, or Daredevil's blind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's got horns, so we picked up a blind cane, his glasses, and some of those, like, sexy fetish girl Halloween horns, mm-hmm. and people about shit their pants when I was wearing the glasses and the fake devil horns and walking around with a blind cane.
Mm-hmm. Dressed as Deadpool.
Dressed as Deadpool, yeah. hanging out with Daredevil.
Nice.
People just ate that shit up all day.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, dude.
It's just all like, oh, have you seen my glasses, man? I can't find
who
them
I,
anywhere.
Who am I? Yeah. You can't see, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty good hit. But yeah, like, George is going to do, like, a Hydra Bob next year, which is kind of a in-depth Deadpool joke. Where Hyder Bob...
If you read the Deadpool comics, he's, like, partners up with him a lot.
Yeah, he's, like, really good friends with Deadpool. And okay. so... And you actually met... They couldn't call him Hyder Bob in the movie Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
But when he found him, he's like, Bob? You know, and he doesn't kill that one henchman.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
his, like, best friend from Special Forces days and stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
So, yeah, that kind of throwback to there. But due to licensing, they couldn't actually call him Hyder Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Hyder Bob and Deadpool are good friends.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, and there was actually one Hydra Bob costume that I saw that I was fucking blown away.
Just
a 10-year-old kid. Like,
awesome.
Out of everyone you could choose mm-hmm. to ever dress up as.
Mm-hmm. That
you
is,
put on
that
a green suit with some,
love
like,
it.
Yellow shit all over it, and you're and everybody knows you're Hydra Bob. And,
mm-hmm.
well, I guess it makes sense because there's always a lot of Deadpools, so it's mm-hmm. a popular costume.
Is it Hydra Bob or?
Hydra.
Hydra Bob.
What'd you say?
Hyder Bob. Hyder Bob. Hides from everybody.
Peekaboo, it's his big joke.
I'm gonna hide and seek these fuckers to death.
You'll never find me.
I hid from all of those bad guys. They stole all the jewels and none of them found me.
Oh my god, we have to come up with this now.
I think you guys just wrote a comic
book. Yeah. So. This is amazing.
But, like, George, you've done a... what was that other one that you did? It was really great. Oh, he likes easy costumes sometimes, because, like, sometimes he's, like, kind of my handler at Comic-Con and stuff like that. Like, I can't always leave
backpack holder.
Backpack holder.
Nice, nice.
Like, beer getter, you know,
mm-hmm.
food getter, stuff like that. / best friend,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
how did you guys meet?
Electric Six.
Yeah,
officially.
Electric Six concert.
Yeah,
yeah,
he paid me $3 to drink out of his flask in the men's bathroom.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
He paid you to drink out of his flask?
Yeah, it was Seagram's. I told him I wouldn't drink it. And then he said, for $3 for you to drink it. I was like, well, I guess if you got $3, I'll drink it.
Oh my god.
And now you have a best friend. That's
yeah.
amazing.
But it that also, awesome. Too, we met in an apartment because they were working on a movie called Man Wolf, and I was brought on to supposedly help write. And then... Someone who is now my friend, was roommates with George, fucking
hated
him from the second he met me. And
like Mike and I were writing a bunch of jokes that were hilarious.
Yeah.
I'd never met him before.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, that's great. And everyone hated it.
Yeah, and then they kind of very politely
It's a good sign
asked,
you guys are on. Just shut everyone else out. And just
that
fucking,
was kind of a metaphor for the rest of our friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kindly, politely sort of asked to leave without really knowing. So
you're
I left.
Funny.
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, and so and then we met again at the fucking Electric Six show.
Nice.
Yeah, and he paid me to drink whiskey. Because I was like, I'm too drunk to drink Seagram's. I wouldn't drink Seagram's anyways. Shit's gross. Fucking $3. Fuck it, give it here.
That's awesome.
All of a sudden, I'm not too drunk because I just got
$3. That's cool. Well, okay, so you were saying he usually is your handler.
Yeah. Yeah, so like he'll sometimes do easy costumes, but he does a really good Bruce Willis. So he'll do Butch. He'll do Butch all the time.
I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He works on it. He's always taking selfies of his fucking Bruce Willis scalp.
That's awesome.
Every time I look around.
Nice, dude. That's way good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see.
Amazing.
So yeah, he does Butch all the time, which is really great.
People don't really get that one though.
But the people who do, that's really what you do.
Oh.
Like you got to wear like the sandwich board that says like I hate black people or something.
Oh yeah, that was, Die Hard. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he always does Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, Butch, gotcha.
So he's always got the broken nose and the bloody
yeah,
shirt.
Nice.
Oh, that's
he's like
awesome.
A katana. Yeah.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Butch, yeah, dude.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
so
my
bad.
God. Oh my God. You should have the GIMP, dude.
You just need
to be the GIMP.
Oh, we've talked about it, but all our two friends are too fat for latex, so.
That is awesome.
Bring out the GIMP.
Yeah, it's actually really funny sometimes when George is behind my booth and stuff and we're hanging out. No one ever questions him being back there when he's in costume. But the second he's in fucking plain clothes, they're like, sir, what are you doing back here? He's like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm Daredevil. Like, oh, okay, you're fine, I guess. But, yeah, so we do a lot of that fun shit.
Yeah.
Well, we have a drop-in guest. Ray, you might as well come. Join the circle of power.
Yeah, Ray. Ray's a fellow rally dude, obviously, and we also have a movie podcast together, the Cinema Danger Duo.
Danger Duo.
Yeah.
You've been sanding?
Yes.
Yeah,
were
you helping
full of
fix
sand.
The chair?
He's full of sand.
Working. You went this last weekend to Salt Lake, right?
Yes.
How was it?
Comic-Con. It was fun. I was Poe Dameron, and she
nice.
Was...
who's she?
My girlfriend.
The awesome Amy.
Yes. She was April O'Neil, and people were going nuts. Like, oh, can I get your photo? Like, because I guess they just never see, like, classic April O'Neil from the cartoon.
Yellow jumpsuit,
anymore.
White boots.
Yeah, like that April O'Neil. So they were all, everyone was stoked, and so she got a lot of photos with that. There was, like, a Casey Jones and other people who got her photos. So.
Nice.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, she was talking about how much she loved the photo shoots.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. And I did see this gentleman up there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for bringing my business cards
of
also
course.
Again.
Yeah.
I really fucking appreciate that. I didn't think I was going to burn through them that fast. And of course, like the second I started wearing Deadpool, I literally have started to forget everything in my entire life. My day consists of Deadpool. I forgot my fucking katanas in my garage after I had re-tempered their
James. So you just...
That's
something Deadpool
I know.
Yeah,
so like, I was meeting Raymond for a photo shoot.
So
forgot
like,
my fucking Hello Kitty bag
effort.
Full of all of my shit. Like, damn it! I actually have to go back and get that. But like, me and George are like 60 miles out of town. And just like,
oh, no.
We're just driving and just hanging out. It's just like, fuck! Fuck! He's like, what? I was like, I forgot my katanas, man. Fuck! It's too late. We're just... Keep going. It's fucking too late.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great. You're even in character before you're in character.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Shit all the time.
Even that are getting all early onset Alzheimer's. I'm not sure.
Well, even when we were doing the shoot downtown Casper, when you were dressed up, you were kind of in character the whole time because it was so scorching hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your brain
you just
starts
be
to
like, ugh, this is terrible. This is so miserable. And, like, just his gestures and everything, you're like, you're so Deadpool right now.
But I think my just natural jackassery makes me a perfect Deadpool.
Yeah, no, both Ash and Deadpool.
Yeah, both Ash,
That's not hard for you. It doesn't
I don't even have to try at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just the natural, you know, complete turd, or whatever. I just say whatever, I act however.
Yeah.
People either love me or hate me.
Yeah.
Generally, it's...
Deal with it.
And not even a mixed pool. It's like 90% hate me.
And you're like, that's my litmus. That's why I know that I'm doing it right.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are like, oh,
guy. Yeah, I don't have to try too hard. Trust me.
I did hear from a coworker who I didn't even know was up there that he was at a panel that was kind of a best of cosplay thing, and he said he saw some of the photos that we had shot together.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so we should say while you're here, Ray, Raymond, do you want to say or talk about how you first met Mike? Or
yeah, so he like we kind of started collaborating together. Like, I don't know. Did you knew I did some video work and stuff, but then you kind of saw that I did
that
photo.
You did photography and stuff like that too.
Where'd you meet though?
I can't remember. I think I contacted you a long
time. Yeah, I think you contacted me
way back really. About, like, I had some questions about photography. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it just turned out that he really wanted to start doing cosplay, which just turned out that I really needed a really good photographer, too, so, you know.
Well, nice. I kind of, like, photo-wise, even when I'm doing fashion stuff, I kind of like to, I gear towards a cinematic look and feel.
Yeah.
Because that's my background, right. And I do more film background, so I kind of, it just sort of made sense because I wanted to go into that realm, but I didn't want to do the typical cosplay photos that I had seen. I wanted to do it like, okay, like how can we make it look like it's a frame out of a movie?
Yeah.
This is from a Deadpool movie, or this is from an Evil Dead movie, and this is just kind of taking one of those film grabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of more my style as far as lighting and...
Well, there's like a story usually. Else. Usually yeah, you're yeah. doing
and
it.
And if there's a story, I like to tell a story.
Yeah, what was just happening.
Right.
Like what just happened in the scene or whatever. Because, I agree.
And we just kind of worked together great because I didn't really have... For me, the best situation is where I don't have to say a whole lot. Because... Mm-hmm. If you have to direct people too much, then it feels very forced, and it just is kind of stiff and unnatural. And if, like, he just kind of knows the characters so well, and I know the character, and so I know the angle, and he knows, like, how that character should act, and so it just kind of works out. And then I can just be like, yeah, give me more of that, or, you know, like, he'll give me example comic frames, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Totally, like
in the photos you've
taken. Oh yeah, like the eye one that you guys.
Yeah, exactly. There, like you said that. I was like, yes, we could definitely do that. The where he's pulling his eye out of the socket.
That you have so far, are they on your website or on Mike's page?
They're mixed. So like on Machete Mike or rendertime.org, you can see some.
Because we don't always release absolutely everything either, you know. So
some are just for print, and then
some of them are just for content,
little bits at a time. Yeah.
So do you have Ray take some pictures and you pick out a couple you like? Do you print them out and then sign those for people and stuff? Or
oh, cool. That's, okay.
Is that what you do at the table that you were saying that you guys each have?
Yeah, well, maybe buy one for $10 or something and you sign it for them or something like that.
Yeah, cool. Pretty much. Yeah, so just standard $20, $10, $5, you know. So plus, you know, we're there
and
then
you pocket. I mean, this is how you're making.
Yeah, this
kind
is
of
like
a
yeah,
profession.
Yeah, exactly. That's how like it. You know, I pay for more prints and I invest money into like beer or more costumes. You know, stuff like that. So
beer market is it's actually pretty steady. It's been holding steady since time, right?
You know what? Like honestly, too, it was like really kind of humbling this last trip because I didn't even realize that I actually even had a fan base. You know what I mean? You know. I'm just kind of like dumb, I guess.
Well, you're like, no, there's fans of Ash.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they're here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I never actually thought that like anybody actually really truly cared about what I was doing because, you know, male cosplayers in the community they're not nearly as big. You know, not ever. I mean, boobs will always win. Oh, yeah. Every day of the week. We all know that. Everybody likes boobs.
Jolene Blaylock.
What?
She's a Star Trek character. I don't know.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's the actress, I think. Forget what character, but
I'll never forget her boobs.
Yeah, never will, man.
But you know, I mean, so it's like a struggle as a male cosplayer sometimes, you know. And that's why I'm glad I work with a group, you know, which you know, I work with four other women who,
well, and some of them are probably refreshed to like
to
I'm sure some of them it's like, oh, you're competition to me, but like a male cosplayer, it's like I can do a shoot with you, and you're not competition to me. You're not going to take my audience.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going to bring me new audience.
Yeah,
and
yeah, because you know, and like you know, in like our little group, we always play off of each other's characters. So like when I was Deadpool, we had a Cable and we had a Domino. You know, so that just kind of works its way around. That you know, we kind of like try to keep everything like with the same theme every day. And, you know, I work with a lot of pretty talented, amazing girls, but, you know, as a dude, you know, you don't even really realize that people are paying attention. But this last time, I was surprised, and like I said, like super humbled, because I had a whole bunch of people come up and tell me that I was their favorite male cosplayer, which I wouldn't have been able to guess. You know, I'm just a turd from Wyoming. And, you know, and people are just like, I love your work, I always look forward to talking to you, and like they ask me for tips. And especially when it just comes to like male cosplaying and doing stuff like this. And, you know, so it was really nice to hear that kind of stuff. That, you know, I mean, I guess there's always somebody paying attention, but, you know, my likes sure wouldn't really tell you that anybody's paying attention, which is just like a fun hobby for me. But,
yeah.
You know, like it, yeah, I guess everything has its potential, but it's just really nice to hear that, like, I actually make a difference for certain people that, like, when they're like, well, you know, I just always check out your stuff when I'm, like, really trying to get my shit together, and, you know, and I'm always happy to see you here. I was like, wow, that's incredible.
That is cool.
Because then this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah,
you know, not only just because it's fun, but I actually, you know, for the few people that actually make it count, they really make it count.
It's helpful to people you don't even think of.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. And I think it's also really helpful to the ladies because some of the more socially awkward males that attend like to break conversation with me and then tell me, oh, how much they'd like a picture with Alkali or like Dez or Shelby, you know, or Erin, in case she's listening too. You know, and I'm like, oh, well, I can ask him for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so it kind of like breaks that barrier. I'm like, oh, hey, Erin, you have a second? Like, this guy really wants a picture with you.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Can
you know, like,
wingman for me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm like a professional cosplaying wingman. People get selfies with other people.
They're just like, hey, Ash, you think she likes me?
Oh, I think she does. And I can tell you like her too, sir.
Yeah, I can tell.
Buckle that thing down a little bit.
I haven't even seen your tattoo over yet. Your back piece. We only missed all of our complaining about Rollins and beer in Utah.
Oh, no,
so,
we did.
And TSA.
I complained really good about that stuff.
Damn it.
Some solid complaints.
There were some
pretty solid complaints.
If you guys
dude.
Want to repeat the belt war thing, because I thought that was pretty amazing, plus the Brad Pitt hair fight that you may or may not have had.
I'm pretty sure we had it.
I'm pretty sure we argued about Brad Pitt's hair.
Yeah. I think we are arguing mostly about the fact that
what was the,
you're
what
going
was it?
Bald and Dave's going bald.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that could potentially have Brad Pitt's hair.
And then Dave cried.
And then Dave did cry because he's going bald. He's younger than us.
Which version of Brad would you be?
Ooh, God.
Fight Club?
Yeah, fuck.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I've seen one Brad Pitt movie, right? But
he could be your Ed Norton.
I mean, probably. I mean, I've always wanted to dress like that. But if I had to choose
that'd
one Brad
amazing.
Pitt,
that'd be amazing. That'd be way cool.
Inglorious Bastards or Fury Brad Pitt.
Inglorious Bastards is my favorite.
I'd be Snatch Brad Pitt for sure.
Oh,
Snatch
Pitt's good.
Got your fucking caravan. Yeah, you got your fucking damn caravan. Your fucking dogs.
Dogs.
Your fucking dags.
Yeah, you're all tatted up.
Dogs. No, dags, man.
No, that'd be cool because then you could be American History X Edward Norton.
Yeah.
And do that crossover.
Yeah, because
that's the
really
best
well.
Edward Norton.
I just love that. Like, just
start
like
of the maze.
It's a start of a maze tattoo.
It's the start of a maze.
That's good. Well, thanks, community.
Oh my gosh. Right. So, okay.
So we ran out of batteries.
We had a little technical difficulty.
You guys missed some good complaints.
We were complaining about Rollins.
Well, maybe it was taken out for a reason.
And the TSA.
We had a national security debriefing.
Dang it.
TSA apologized.
You guys missed some awesome negativity.
All right, there's probably a reason why we didn't.
There probably
the TSA.
Is a reason why, but now we're back just in time to plug your stuff in.
I fucking hate the TSA.
I'm making a stand right here.
I love the TSA in case they ever hear this.
I love them. I don't want to be on your list.
I hope
please.
They hear this and I fucking hate them. This is Sean Ingledew. I fucking hate them.
I'm never flying again.
Please. Don't do it.
I'm going to tie a rag into the gas cap and light it on fire.
Put me on the no-fly list.
Don't do it. Doesn't mean it. Please.
Come on. It's 9:10, guys. There's a reasonable time for these jokes, and that's tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
It is.
Hilarious,
you said this was for adults, right?
No, yes.
I know. I realized I'm going spelunking on the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and I was like, I hope my family doesn't end up having something to be bummed about on 9/11.
Don't even joke about it.
The funny thing is that anything that happens on 9/11 now, anything, it's like, oh, dude, I stubbed my toe. Dude, I stubbed my toe. It's
9/11, dude.
That's like a symbol.
It's 9/11 at 9/11.
Right, dude.
That means, like,
What does that
mean? I don't know. What does that mean?
You guys are going to have to come to our 9/11 barbecue because we like to stack up our burgers in two towers really high. And then we're just like ready to eat. We just knock everything over in the patties. It's fine.
Just so pour barbecue sauce on the whole thing.
So and then there's all these like little pieces of pickles just jumping from the top burger onto the ground.
You got molten bacon. Dude, the bacon was molten from the bottom.
You can't propane can't melt burgers. You can't melt beef.
These taste smoky.
Propane cannot melt steel cheese.
It's scientifically impossible.
Holy shit. Oh my god.
Okay, so segue.
Propane cannot melt steel cheese.
That is really, really funny.
Segue.
Oh my god.
Going over the line. Did you see that there was, like, a couple years back, there were those girls who wore the Two Towers costumes like, a party. Yeah. So it was, you know, they've got these building costumes, and there's, like, smoke and airplane coming out of it, and they're taking selfies, and people were like, dude, that's so messed up. But they're like, what? What's the big deal, man? And do you think there's ever a line where it's like...
I will tell you the line, dude. I saw it on YouTube.
Or this the one fucking, on the bus.
This mattress company.
Oh, watch that last
mattress company, dude. It's like this, it's this lady and her two like co-workers behind her. And each of her co-workers is standing in front of a stack of mattresses. And like she's all... We're having a huge 9/11 sale, so come on down and it's like twin beds, twin towers, twin beds, larger like king size beds, queen size beds are all the price of twin beds, and then like the two dudes behind her like each like slam back into their respective stacks of mattresses and knock them over, and she's like, "We will never forget."
And
an ad for a mattress store in Texas, and like that dude, that was like a few days ago, and like they're already like getting like death threats and shit. Sure.
We were watching that,
and people are freaking out about players.
Hold on. We were watching that, and we came up with way better lines.
We made it better.
Okay, you want to do the?
You'll be getting 9 to 11 hours of sleep on these mats.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
We're open from 9 to 11.
What was the other one? It was about the springs.
Well,
not even jet fuel will melt these steel springs.
Oh my god. Pure raw steel.
You could jump off an entire building and land on this mattress and fall right to sleep. I mean, they pretty much make themselves.
No, yeah, right? At that point, you're like, you guys opened the fucking floodgates.
Oh my god.
I mean, you know.
You guys did.
You guys made the...
I just reminded you what tomorrow
is. No, I meant you guys as in the mattress company.
Oh, yeah.
They allow
us. It's their fault that we made these jokes.
Jesus, what's their name?
They were offensive. We're
what's
being
their
funny.
Company's name?
I don't know.
It's all your fault.
White trash mattresses. In Texas.
Okay. I was trying to start the plug.
You can have sex with your uncle on these mattresses.
Oh my god. I don't know how
all
we got
these stains wash right out.
Whoa. I would have never imagined 9/11 stuffins when I said plug your stuffins. But we had it and it was
hashtag
there.
Plug your stuffins.
Plug your stuffins.
Yes.
Thank you, Rabe. Hashtag plug your stuffins. Mike, please begin.
All right, what are your hashtags?
What are all your pages? What are your websites? What are your shows, your podcasts, everything?
Okay, so this is an incredibly dumb, long list.
That's all right.
So we have Machete Mike, which you'll find pretty much all cosplay stuff and, like, other things that I'm up to, basically.
Instagram.
Like, for Instagram and Facebook. I mean, that's where, like, I release, like, photography, other people's photography, art, all kinds of stuff. Because we're working on making a very... actual legitimate trademark with Machete Mike and
awesome.
Launch it out into some horror stuff and
sweet.
Hopefully be promoting a lot of other things through that label. So yeah, be sure to check out for that. And then we also have Mike and Will Show, which is on YouTube and on Facebook, which you guys should try to check out. Don't watch any of the early stuff because it's fucking terrible.
That's where I'm going to start.
Work your way backwards.
If you're going to watch something, you should watch Writer's Retreat right away. It's a little bit of a stick, but it's
nice.
Good. But there's a lot of good stuff on there. And then you need to check out Important Details with Mike and George. because that's going to be our podcast. But I'm sure you'll won't be the last time you hear from us.
Which has two episodes so far, and probably more.
Most likely more.
Yeah.
And we apologize to our one fan that's out there who's actually asking what happened to the show, because we will actually.
But hey, here's the thing. We've discussed this and you missed it because we have technical
difficulties. Hey, weirdo! We're not going to quit being weird sometime soon, so there'll be another one.
There's about to be a lot more because we're going to do some triple crossovers. We're going to do some movie stuff with Ray and I on Cinema Danger Duo. We're going to go on their podcast as well.
Can I spoil Don't Breathe right now?
No, don't! Oh my God, please!
It's like my thing.
Please.
I've already had something spoiled, so don't.
Yeah,
he's blind.
Don't.
He's
no.
blind.
Well, okay.
The whole time, he's
I
blind.
Guess, I guess that's giving away the trailer, but that's okay. But we're going to boost that number. It's going to be two.
Hey, we watched the other We watched the shitty blind movie over here.
Oh, my God. Have you seen Hush?
We watched Hush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, after the last podcast.
Okay, we should do Hush, Don't Breathe, and another one of those.
You got to watch Hush, man. It's fucking
going to have to be themed. Anyway,
anyway.
So, yeah, check out Machete Mike on Instagram, Facebook. Important details with Mike and George, Instagram, Facebook, and then on SoundCloud. That's where you'll find us.
Nice.
And then, the Mike and Will Show. Check it out. Try to
reach out Mike and Will Show on YouTube, right?
Mike and Will Show, YouTube. Check us out on Facebook.
Also, again, the name of your guys' group, your cosplay group.
Oh, it's a cosplay crafting club. So, CCC. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook there, too. So.
Okay, and Ray, please plug all the places you guys have done stuff.
Yeah, you could just find on rendertime.org. You can find some of my photos with Mike and other stuff I've done. And then, of course, we'll be on again for Cinema Danger Duo.
Oh, yeah,
so check that
RallyShopLocal.com. George, and do you
have anything
plugs?
Do you have anything to plug in? Charge
just
your phone.
I already did.
Re-plug Mike and Will Show.
Mike and Will Show. Important details with Mike and George. Machete Mike. Nice.
You should have.
I got an Instagram, but nobody's following that.
What is it?
307 hipster.
Oh my God.
Oh, nice. That's a good
You can
name.
See all the mock Bruce Willis selfies.
Yes.
Oh man, that's great.
So,
I do want to watch that.
Cosplay Crafting Club.
Yeah.
Triple C. If you need any more Triple C's,
you
can look up the song by Brock Finn, Campbell County Cocksuckers, or go to your local drugstore and buy some Coors Eden Cold and Cough.
Thank you, Sean.
Those are all the triple C's I remember.
Now we know the difference.
Thank you.
I used to take Coors Eden Cold and Cough to get high when I was younger.
Dextromethorphan
hydrobro.
That's
what I mean when
you
were younger. Yesterday?
I hope you plug Sean's t-shirts at some point.
Well, we talked about it a little bit, but Sean does
I've got
have
the nuclear truck t-shirts. You can find those at Sir Osis of Liverpool's Castle.
As featured on Cartoon Network's Adult Stream by Ben Kissel on Last Stream on the Left.
Adult Swim, Last Stream on the Left.
Did I not say that? I
said Adult Stream.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right,
damn
let's redo
it.
The whole thing.
No!
All right, you guys, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks.